أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائه أجمعين. ربي وفقني وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Still with the Islamic laws, Mr. Ali. We reach to number 475. Still we are dealing with haidh issues and how the women should treat these situations. Okay, for issue number 475, there is no qada for the salah which she left during haidh. It means that the lady, when she is in haid duration, and if she finish haid, is she going to make qada for salah? Absolutely not. But about the fast, she has to make qada, and we'll explain in the next few issues. Okay. But she should give qada for the obligatory fasts missed by her due to haid. It means if she has obligatory fast, if she has obligatory fast, for example, qada fast, or the fast itself, in this case, she has to it means when it was Ramadan and she had haid, in this case she had to re-fast again, to do fast again qada after Ramadan. But about the prayers, she doesn't need to repeat prayers after haid. This includes even those fasts which had been wajib upon her on the fixed days because of nadhar. And this happens sometimes. For example, if she make nadhar, oath, on her to fast, for example, Sunday or Monday and Thursday from each week, then these 2 days she is what? She is in haid statue, in haid state. In this case, she finish haid and she became pack. She has to do what? She has to repeat haid. She has to refast again. Okay, she has to do fast again, but she could not keep because of haid. For example, as I told you, she has an oath to fast from each week or from each month, Monday and Thursday, and that Monday and Thursday she became what? She became haid. For that, When she became pack, she has to fast again instead to qada instead of the Monday and Thursday because she was in haid state. Okay, issue number 476. If the time for prayers sets in and a woman knows, means the time of prayers, it is right now. For example, now it's the time for Maghrib prayers. Now it's the time for Maghrib prayers. And a woman knows, and she knows that now it's the time for what? It's the time for Maghrib prayers. Or considers it probable that if she delays offering prayers, she will become what? She will become ha'il. has a probability in her mind if she, okay, now, and this lady, she has a probability what that if she delays offering prayers, she will have. So it is obligatory on her. She should offer prayers immediately. She should offer prayers immediately. So if she doesn't, for example, if she doesn't, in this case, if she doesn't, she has to do what? She has to make qada after she became pak. After she became pak, so she has to what? She has to make qada for these prayers. Why? Because, let me tell you, because she has a time when the time of this prayer for Maghrib prayer, and she knows she delay not to pray at time, that means that she will become what? Ha'av later on, but she didn't pray at time. She should pray at time because she had the probability of being in high state, but she doesn't pray. In this case, when she became pak after haid, she has to do these prayers, the missing prayers, qada. She has to do these prayers because she has a time. She has a time for what? For praying these prayers, but she doesn't. But she doesn't. Then she has what? Then she has haid. Issue number 477. If a woman delays offering prayers on exact time, here is it. For example, at 6 p.m., at 6 p.m., for example, at 6 p.m., it is the time for Maghrib. 6 p.m., at it's the time, what, for Maghrib prayers. Okay? And she delays performing what? She delays performing the Maghrib prayer. Okay? Allowing a lapse equal to the time required for offering one salah together with wudu or tayammum. And she left a time not to perform prayers, and with that time she had left, it is enough for her to do ablution, to do wudu, and or if her situation is to what? To do what? To do tayammum, and then she do what? She do the prayers, but she delay that. And then when she delay that, she become what? She becomes ha'ir. She becomes ha'ir. What is the situation now? What is her verdict? What is the fatwa in this case? She will have to give qada for that salah. She has to give qada for that salah. Will you tell me, Mr. Ali, why she has to perform qada?
Yes, exactly. She missed the time, and the only left time is for the second.
Exactly. Listen to me, Mr. Ali. She did what? In this case, because she has the time, okay? She has the time, and when she became ha'ir, when she became ha'ir, actually she has a time for doing what? For performing that prayer, but she doesn't perform that prayers, and she delay performing prayers, so she has to make qada for that prayers. You said she missed the time, and the only left time is for the second. It's not like that. It is not like that. Because she left the time, she missed the time, she has to do what? In this case, she has to pray, but she doesn't. And then she became حائض. So she has to make قضاء. Exactly, very good. She has to make قضاء because she doesn't pray in that time. But if not pray anymore, aha, yes, she cannot pray anymore because of what? Because of حيض. Because of حيض. But she has to perform قضاء later on. Very good. Excellent, Mr. Ali. Excellent, Mr. Ali. You deserve a mark. You deserve a mark. Good. Now with issue number 477. Okay. Now, issue number 477. If a woman offering prayers on an exact time, allowing a lapse equal to the time, okay, required for offering one salah together with wudu or tayammum, and then she becomes ha'af, she will have to give qada for that salah. Okay, and in calculating the time, the extraneous things like praying quickly or slowly and other matters have to be considered individually. Okay, now for example, if a woman who is not a traveler did her namaz, if a woman is not a traveler, delays her salah of dhuhr, the qada will be what? Obligatory for her if time equal to performing four rak'ah of prayers long with wudu or tayammum pass away from the exact time of dhuhr, and then she becomes ha'ir. You see, if this lady, she travels, okay? No, if she's not a traveler. If she is not a traveler, okay? And she has a time for performing, what? For performing the dhuhr salah. So she has to make what? She has to make qada later on, because she has a time for praying the four rak'ah, but she doesn't perform the salah. Then she became ha'id, so she had to what? She had to make it qada when she became pak. Again, I read the example again. Yes. If a woman who is not a traveler delays her salah of dhuhr, the qada will be obligatory for her if time equal to perform four rak'ah of prayers along with wudu or tayammum passes away from the exact time of dhuhr, then she becomes ha'ad. So she has to pray even if she had the time for only one rak'ah. Exactly correct. Here is the base. When the time in for any prayers, and you are in a good conditions, nothing with you, either male or female, you have to start and do your prayers, okay? But if the time in and you have an excuse, so you have a permission. For a male, he has to make qada later on. For a female, also she had to do, if she has an excuse, okay. Now, and for one who is a traveler, the passage of time equal to performing two rak'ah along with wudu or tayammum is sufficient. Yes, in any time, you just let me know, I'll let her in. In our time, okay. Now, this is for not a traveler women. But it means for not a traveler women, that means she perform what? She perform salah. In what? In complete four rak'at. But If she is in a traveling state, if she travels from a place to place, from city to city, it means by traveling, she travel the distance, legal distance, which is 44 kilometers. 44 kilometers. And we will talk about the distance. You see? Yes.
Okay.
For the lady who travels, she has to perform the four rak'ah. She has to perform incomplete, not complete. Qasr, short. How? By praying for dhuhr, two rak'ahs, and for asr, two rak'ahs, and for isha, instead of four rak'ahs, it will be what? Two rak'ahs. This is for a traveler. This lady, when she is traveling and she has a time to pray even one rak'ah or two rak'ahs with wudu or with the tayammum, but she delay her prayers because of anything, any reason. Okay, the most important thing is that she delay what? She delay the prayers. So then she became ha'af. Absolutely, when she became ha'af, she cannot perform what? She cannot perform salah. Okay? But after hayd, she became pak, tahira. In this case, she has to make what? She has to make qada. The two rak'ahs, the short prayers, when she was in traveling, as they are. Two rak'ahs, even if she was still traveling or if she came back home. Definitely, let me explain this to you. If you travel, for example, from Karbala to Baghdad, and you have a distance, 44 kilometers, okay? Now, if you want to pray for dhuhr prayers, in this case, you have to make the four rak'ahs of dhuhr, to make it what? Two rak'ahs, and also the asr prayers. Okay, but if you want to pray this on the way, you should pray it what? Two rak'ahs. If you want to pray it in Baghdad, it will be what? Two rak'ahs. But if you go to Baghdad and come back to Karbala again, and the time of noon is still, I mean, it is still noon time, okay, the time for dhuhr prayers, so you have to pray dhuhr complete four rak'at in Karbala. Okay? Is that clear? And we will discuss these issues. And also we will discuss these issues when we came to the prayers of a traveler prayers. Issue number 478. If a woman is back from Hayd when the time for prayers is nearing its end. Now she is what? She is back from Hayd. And when the time for prayers is what? Nearing to its end. It's about to finish what? To finish Hayd. And to become what? To become back. And has at her disposal time which suffice for ghusl and performing one rak'ah or more, she should offer prayers, and if she fails to do so, she should offer its qada. In this case, this woman, she is about to, or she finishes, absolutely, she finished what? She finished hayd. Now she is pak. But she hasn't make ghusl, or she hasn't, if she doesn't have water, she hasn't made tayammum. If she hasn't made tayammum. In this case, what she has to do? She has to pray in the time. She has to pray. She has to make tayammum or ghusl and to pray. But if she doesn't make what? Make her prayers, perform her prayers in time, so she has to make qada. So she has to make what? To make qada. Issue number 479. If a ha'ath finds that she does not have sufficient time for ghusl. Now, if a ha'ath finds that she does not have sufficient time for ghusl, okay, but she can offer prayers, but she can what? Offer prayers within the prescribed time after performing tayammum. After performing tayammum, the obligatory precaution is that she should offer that prayer with tayammum. She should offer that prayer with what? With tayammum. And even if she did not offer that prayer, it will be obligatory for her to offer what? To offer its qada. To offer its qada. Again, if tayammum is incompetent. Good. Now, again, I repeat this issue again. If a ha'af finds that she does not have sufficient time. Okay, if she has, yes, if a ha'id finds that she does not have sufficient time for ghusl, but she can offer prayers with what? With a prescribed time after performing tayammum. So with ghusl, she cannot what? She cannot do her prayers in time. But if she make tayammum, she can do it in time. But if she make what? Ghusl, she will make or perform her prayers as qada. So she had to perform what? Perform tayammum. The obligatory precaution is that she should offer that prayer with tayammum. And even if she did not offer that prayer, it will be obligatory for her to offer its qada. To offer its qada. So she has to keep it in mind that she has to offer it qada. Yes. Again, if tayammum is incumbent upon her due to her reasons, like if water is harmful for her, like just like nowadays it is winter, and if she there is no hot water, and if she start to let water or boils water, it needs to take a time. So she should perform what? She should perform tayammum and offer that prayer. She should perform tayammum and offer that prayer. And if she does not offer it, if she does not offer tayammum, she will have to give its qada. She will have to give its qada. Okay?
Alright.
Now, if after becoming pack from hayd, becoming pack from hayd, a woman doubts whether or not she has time left for the prayers. Okay? She should offer the prayers. Again, I repeat this issue number 480. If after becoming pack from hayd, a woman doubts whether or not she has time left for the prayers, she should offer the prayers. She should offer the prayers, not to leave it. Okay, issue number 481. If after becoming pack from hayd, a woman does not offer prayers under the impression that she does not have time to make necessary preparations for a prayer and to offer even one rak'ah, but understands later that she did have time. First of all, she thought that she doesn't have time to what? To make her salah, her salah, even with one rak'ah. But later on, it's very clear to her, she discovered that she had the time. She had the time to perform a salah. She did have time for purpose for salah. She should offer qada. She should offer qada. In this case, she should offer qada. Definitely, let me tell you something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Majesty, He found that the Prophet or the benefit, all the profits and benefits for human beings in salah, in prayers. For that, He ordered people, He ordered the creatures to worship Him. And He insists on them to pray. As we know that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, when he traveled to Sama' al-Sabi'a, to the arsh, to the crown of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asked him to pray 50 rak'ahs, to pray 50 rak'ahs, more than 50 rak'ahs per day, more than 50 rak'ahs per day. We know that because He found that people, when they pray, they have what? They have the benefit. And they get benefit. It is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefit, it's not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefit for them. Okay. Issue number 482. It is mustahab for a ha'idh that when it is time for salah, she makes herself pack by washing away blood and changing the pad. Then she should make wudu or tayammum, whichever is applicable, and sit at the place meant for prayers, facing Qibla, and busy herself in recital, supplication, and saltations, salawat. In this case, it is very mustahab for a lady, for a ha'idh lady, it is to make herself to wash the blood away and so on, and to sit in where she is sitting every day for praying. She sit in that place and to start praising Allah and recital supplication and saltations for the Prophet and his progeny. It is very mustahab for the ha'idh woman. Issue number 483. It is makruh for a ha'idh to read the Holy Quran. Makruh for ha'idh read Holy Quran, or keep it with herself, or to take Quran or keep it with herself, or touch it, or touch with any part of her body, or even the space between its light, not its lines, not even the script of the Quran. It is also makruh for her to dye her hair with henna or any other thing like it. So it is even makruh for a lady to dye her hair with henna or paint it. So these makruh things, it is definitely, it has something not good for ha'idh to do it. For that, she must act according to these verdicts. Now, we came to the types of women related to hayd. Now we came to how many kinds? Yes, exactly. For junub to do what? It is makruh for junub to do what? To touch the secret of Quran? It is haram for junub. It is haram for junub. It is haram for ha'idh to touch the secret of Quran. Yes. Today they have, exactly, it is makruh. For the junub, I don't know, for the junub, I don't know. But what I know, it is for the ha'idh, yes. From where you get it, it is for junub, makruh for junub to dye his hair or her hair. It was in a previous case. Which case? 483? Not for junub. It is not for junub. It is for ha'ad. Ha, okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Ali. Thank you. Now, so there are six types of hayd women. The first one, women having the habit of time and duration. Women having what? The habit of time and duration. What does that mean? That means that this lady have her habit in the same time for each month and the same period for 6 days in the first month and 6 days in the second month. And the first month, it comes to her seeing the blood from day number one, and it finished at exactly same duration, same time, same duration. So how we can or how the woman knows that this is her duration, that is clear because she seen the blood in two consecutive months. That means month after month directly in the same time and same duration. You see, let me continue. Woman having the habit of time and duration, a woman who sees blood in each of the two consecutive months at a particular time and for a fixed number of days. For example, in each month, blood may be seen from the first up to the seventh of the month. Okay, this is number one. Number two, woman having the habit of time. A woman who sees blood in each of the two consecutive months at a particular time, but the number of days varies. It means, for example, she sees the blood from the first month, from the first day until day number seven, while in the second month she sees from the first day until day number five or eight. Same time, different duration. Exactly, Mr. Ali. Okay, so women having the habit of time, a woman who sees blood in each of the two consecutive months at a particular time, but the number of days varies. For example, in two consecutive months, her blood starts coming on the first of the month, but she becomes back on the seventh day in the first month and on the eighth day in the second month. Okay, this is number two. Number three, women having the habit of duration. Women having what? The habit of duration. The same duration, but the different time. Women having the habit. A woman who sees blood in each of the two consecutive months for a particular number of days, but the time of commencement is not the same. For example, yes, different times, same duration, exactly. For example, in the first month, the blood is seen from the 5th to the 10th of the month, and in the second month, from the 12th to the 17th of that. Number four, or type number four of the woman. Mustarabe, a woman who has seen blood for a few months, but who has not found a habit, or whose former habit has been disturbed and has not formed a new one. Yes. Number five. Yes, Mustarabe, She is in the time of. It means that her the same age of the girls, the same girls of her girls, what they are, they have what they have, hayd, but she doesn't have hayd. She doesn't have hayd. It means all the girls in her age, they get hayd, but she doesn't have hayd. You see? So mustarabe, a woman who has seen blood for a few months, but who has not formed a habit, or whose former habit has been disturbed and has not formed a new one. Maybe each 3 months, 6 months or more, but she doesn't have what? She doesn't have hayd. So this is a mustarabe. Yes. Number five. Yes. Here we go. Yes. Number five. We have mubtadi'. What is mubtadi'? A woman who sees blood for the first time. This woman, she just now, she get what? She get hayd. So, as a beginning, if she saw hayd, we would tell her that we put her under the title of what? Of mubtadi'. Nasiye. Which one is nasiye? Nasiye, it means this lady, she has hayd, she has a habit, but she forget about it. She doesn't know which day in the month that her habit, she forget. So nasiye, a woman who has forgotten her habit. So now these are what? These are six types of women who has what? Who has hayd. In each one of them has a title and has what? Has their situation. So the first three types do not have names. No. Why don't have names? The first one, they have time and duration. The first one who has habit with time and duration. This is the first one. The second one who has habit of time, only time, no duration. The third one who has habit of duration only, but no time. Okay? And the rest four things. Have you got that? We gave them the titles according to what? According to the nature of their habits. Now, some further details are given below about the menstruated woman. Okay, you are not tired, inshallah. And I think today I'm taking too much issues of Islamic laws, because I'm not going to take Islamic beliefs tonight. Now, issue number 485. Women having but inshallah you will have a long time to live, inshallah. Women having the habit of time and duration are of two types. You see, women having the habit of time and duration are of two, what? Two types. Number one, a woman who sees blood in two consecutive months at a particular time for a particular duration. You see, for example, in the first month she saw blood from the first day till what? Till the seventh day. The next month exactly, she also saw the blood from the first day, and she became back until the seventh day. Okay? For example, she sees blood on the first of each month and becomes pack on the seventh of each month. Her habit of hayd will be from first to seventh of every month. You know why we study these situations? You know, maybe somebody look for this. One of the ladies, she came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and she asked him about the habit, and he answered her exactly when she gets out of his place. She said, "I know he's man, otherwise I will say that he is a woman," because he answered me in detail, you know. So it is very important issues that lady should understand, because her worships will be related to that. If she commit a mistake or she misunderstand the situation, that her worshiper to Allah will be in vain. Maybe she comes at doomsday and she thought that she performs all her prayers, but then they will tell her that you don't have any prayers. Because of what? Because she was performing a prayer without what? Without purity, without tahara. So, number two, a woman who sees blood in each of the two consecutive months at a particular time and after three or more days, she may be packed for one or more days and the blood is seen again, you see, but the total number of days during which the blood is seen as well as those during which she remains packed does not exceed 10 days. It means all the time, all the duration that she sees the blood, it is what? It is exceed 10 days. It will be not more than 10 days. Okay? And in each month, the total number of days during which blood is seen and the intervening days during which she is packed must be same. Okay? Yes. So after 3 days, less than 10 days is... Yes. Yes, exactly, Mr. Ali. We explained that before. The least time for hayd, it is 3 days continuously. That lady sees the blood 3 days continuously. If it is lesser than 3 days, that wasn't or that isn't will be what? That won't will be hayd. That will be istihada. And we know that istihada is completely different from hayd. With istihada, she will pray, she will fast, she will do all her worship acts. But each one in its situation, as we explained that before. But with hayd, she doesn't she's not allowed to perform any kind of her worships, just like prayers, fasting, and so on. Now, from 3 days to 10 days, if it is 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and the bleeding stops, or 7 days and bleeding stops, 9 days, or it is 10 days and the bleeding is stopped, all of that will be what? All of that will be hayd. Number three. In such a case, or I'll repeat issue number two. Let me repeat issue number two. Okay, because it is very important. A woman who sees the blood in each of the two consecutive months, it means the first month and the second month, at a particular time, it means maybe at the beginning of the month, in the middle of the month, at the end of the month, this is a particular time, 3 or more days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 7 days, 8 days, 9 days. Okay? She may be packed for one or more days and the blood is seen again. Okay? For example, if she sees blood for 3 days and then the blood stop 1 day, then the blood comes back again. And the blood is seen again. But the total number of days during which the blood is seen as well as those during which she remains back does not exceed 10 days. Here is it. For example, she sees the blood for 3 days. 3 days bleeding. Okay. 1 day she is packed. No blood. Okay. Then the blood is seen again on the fifth day. Day number five, she sees blood. Okay? Then the blood continue till what? Till day number 10. But it won't exceed number 10. So all that hayd. All that blood hayd. Even the 1 day or 2 days which she doesn't see a blood. And in each month the total number of days during which blood is seen and the intervening days during which she is back must be same. All of that حير. Okay, number 3. In such a case, the habit of the woman with that 1 day between the two bloods, or no, we will take what she will do. We'll take that in the second few issues. We'll explain that. But the first of all, we consider all that duration. It is from حيض. All that duration, it is what? It is حيض. Ah, yes. And this is also, it is a long issue. And 11. Okay. I think we'll stop here. We'll stop here. So, we'll meet inshallah on Saturday. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.